Through her boundless compassion for humanity, for over 20 years, Supreme Master Ching Hai tirelessly traveled to many corners of the world to share the message of love and eternal liberation through God's gift to mankind, the Kuan Yin method of meditation. Following is a collection of excerpts that will guide us to the path of eternal liberation. We now invite you to listen to the following compilation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's excerpted lectures entitled The Real Freedom.
Today we try to open the door, not to block the door.
วันนี้เนี่ยเราจะพยายามเปิดประตูนะฮะไม่ใช่พยายามจะปิดประตู
The door we try to open is the most important door.
ประตูที่เรากำลังพยายามจะเปิดเนี่ยเป็นประตูที่สำคัญที่สุด
It's the door of liberation, the door of freedom, the door of life.
เป็นประตูแห่งการหลุดพ้นเป็นประตูแห่งชีวิต
Without this door opening, we will be always transmigrating in the suffering world of illusion.
ถ้าสมมติว่าประตูนี้ไม่เปิดออกเนี่ยนะเราก็จะวนเวียนว่ายตายเกิดอยู่เนี่ยอยู่ในความทุกข์ยากตลอดไป
It is very easy to know heaven and nirvana as long as we have this important door open.
เป็นการง่ายที่เราจะรู้จักสวรรค์หรือว่านิพพานตราบใดที่ประตูนี้เปิดออก
Otherwise liberation or nirvana or heaven it is just a kind of fairy tale for us and we would never dream that we can achieve or get to know heaven
มิฉะนั้นแล้วเนี่ยการหลุดพ้นก็ดีนิพพานก็ดีหรือว่าสวรรค์ก็ดีจะเป็นเสมือนเป็นเพียงความฝันของเราซึ่งเราไม่มีทางเหมือนกับไม่มีทางที่จะไปถึงได้แล้วก็ไม่มีวันที่จะก้าวไปถึง
Many religions and different practitioners since the ancient time call this door by different names
ในสมัยโบราณเนี่ยนะฮะศาสนาต่างๆเนี่ยเรียกประตูนี้ด้วยชื่อต่างๆกัน
Some people call it the third eye, some people call it the heavenly eye, some people call it the Buddha's eye, some people call it the door, without door, some people call it the wisdom eye, etc., etc.
บางคนเนี่ยก็เรียกว่าตาที่สามบางคนก็เรียกว่าตาแห่งสวรรค์ตาแห่งพุทธะหรือว่าประตูซึ่งไม่มีประตูนะฮะหรือว่าเป็นตาแห่งปัญญาก็ได้
But it's only one. Every one of us possess this ability to open this door and to step into the worlds beyond in order to understand something that is above the illusory existence of this world. It's above mundane knowledge.
แต่จริงๆแล้วทั้งหมดเนี่ยเป็นประตูเดียวกันทั้งสิ้นนะฮะถ้าสมมติว่าเราสามารถเปิดประตูนี้ออกได้เราก็จะสามารถก้าวผ่านไปและสามารถไปถึงระดับชั้นที่สูงกว่าเป็นบรรยากาศหรือเป็นสถานที่ซึ่งเหนือกว่าภาพหลอนที่มีอยู่ในโลกนี
้ Since times immemorial, different people from different countries, background, race, creeds, and religions have tried to open this door to get to know the eye of wisdom.
จากประวัติศาสตร์ที่เราสามารถจำได้นะจะพบว่าชนชาติต่างๆศาสนาต่างๆเชื้อชาติต่างๆเนี่ยพยายามที่จะเปิดประตูนี้ให้ได้เพื่อที่จะค้นพบสิ่งที่เขาต้องการ
And in order to find this door many people have sacrificed their lives their comfort their luxury style and even their family loving relationship such as father, mother, husband and wife, children, friends, in order to try to go to some places which supposed to have an enlightened master or an enlightened friend in order to guide them.
หลายๆคนเนี่ยหลังจากที่พยายามจะผ่านประตูนี้ออกไปหรือว่าค้นพบสิ่งนี้เนี่ยนะจำเป็นจะต้องสละแล้วก็มีความทุกข์ยากต่างๆมากมายหลายๆคนเนี่ยจะต้องสละครอบครัวพ่อแม่พี่น้องเพื่อนหรือแม้กระทั่งสละความรักเพื่อที่จะไปยังสถานที่ซึ่งมีพระอาจารย์หรือมหาอาจารย์ที่ยิ่งใหญ่ซึ่งคนเหล่านั้นเนี่ยสามารถที่จะนำเราได
้ Because these people know that without this door opened, without the knowledge of wisdom, they will be forever suffering. Doesn't matter how rich they are, how many comfort they have, or how high the position in the society.
เพราะคนเหล่านี้รู้ว่าถ้าหากประตูนี้ไม่ได้เปิดแล้วเนี่ยเขาก็จะเวียนว่ายอยู่ในความทุกข์ประมาณอันนี้เรื่อยไปไม่ว่าเขาจะมีตำแหน่งสูงส่งสักแค่ไหนมีเงินทองสักแค่ไหนมีชื่อเสียงสักแค่ไหน
Such as the Prince Siddhartha before he became the Buddha, he has also forsake all his pleasure, his position as a future king.And his lovely wife and son, in order to become a monk, so that he can be free to pursue his spiritual knowledge.
ก็เหมือนกับเจ้าชายสิทธัตถะนะฮะทั้งที่ท่านเนี่ยเป็นเจ้าชายแล้วก็พร้อมที่จะเป็นกษัตริย์ในอนาคตท่านก็สละความเป็นกษัตริย์หรือว่าความเป็นกษัตริย์ความเป็นเจ้าชายหรือกษัตริย์ในอนาคตนี้สละครอบครัวสละภรรยาสละลูกอันเป็นที่รักเพื่อที่จะมุ่งหวังไปได้รับความรู้อันนี
้ And even after he has become enlightened, he even told his son to come also to pursue spiritual practice instead of staying in the world and to become the king.
และนอกหลังจากที่ท่านได้พบการรู้แจ้งแล้วเนี่ยนะฮะท่านก็ยังได้สั่งสอนลูกของท่านให้ติดตามหนทางอันสูงส่งนี้มากกว่าที่จะมากลายเป็นกษัตริย
์ And many many more important person in the history have done likewise and have attained the ultimate wisdom
คนหลายๆคนในอดีตเนี่ยนะฮะก็ได้ปฏิบัติอย่างเดียวกันแล้วก็ได้มาถึงจุดสูงสุดอันนี
้ Many thousands of people die every day in the worldwithout knowing where they are going in advance and without having any control over their destination at the time of transit from this world to the next
คนเป็นพันๆคนเนี่ยตายไปโดยที่เขาไม่รู้ว่าเขาเนี่ยกำลังจะไปไหนเขาไม่รู้ล่วงหน้านะฮะและในที่สุดเนี่ยเขาก็ตายจากไปโดยที่ไม่รู้ว่าเขาไปไหนอยู่ดี
Many of the virtuous peoplesometimes they die temporarily and also have some experiences of the world after and they have come back and told their story
หลายๆคนที่มีคุณธรรมเนี่ยนะก็บางคนมีประสบการณ์ที่จะตายไปชั่วคราวแล้วเสร็จแล้วหลังจากนั้นเขากลับมีชีวิตขึ้นใหม่เขาก็สามารถมาเล่าประสบการณ์ที่เขาได้พบในชีวิตในสภาพหลังความตายให้แก่คนรุ่นหลังๆหรือว่าคนที่มีชีวิตอยู่ได
้ Most of these people if theyhave been very virtuous in life, or at least in their heart, they're very humble, fear God, and would like to know the Buddha nature. Then, at the time of their departure, or temporary departure, they would experience many pleasant visions and light and music of heaven.
คนที่มีชีวิตในโลกนี้อยากมีคุณธรรมเขาเนี่ยเวลาตายไปแล้วเขาจะได้มีประสบการณ์ที่สูงส่งอย่างเช่นได้เห็นแสงได้ยินเสียงซึ่งเป็นดนตรีแห่งสวรรค
์ But we don't have to wait until we die or temporarily cut out from this world in order to know these visions and in order to discover heavens or nirvana. We can do it while we are still alive and healthy.
แต่จริงๆแล้วเนี่ยเราก็ยังไม่ต้องรอจนกระทั่งเราตายในการที่จะค้นพบหรือว่าได้มีประสบการณ์เกี่ยวกับนิพพานหรือสวรรค์นั้นเนี่ยเราสามารถที่จะมีมันได้ตั้งแต่เวลานี้ในขณะที่ยังมีชีวิตอยู
่ We practice we see the light we see the sound only for that purposeThat we flee from all attachment, flee from all anxiety and hatred and anger while still living, liberated while already here. If you are liberated while here, how can you be liberated in heaven? You bring your anxiety with you, you bring your hatred with you wherever you go. For example, sometimes during work, huh? Before, not after, huh? Before cosmetic, that's the truth, yeah?You sit in there and then you argue with some colleagues and they make trouble for you. Huh? And then even when you go home, the heated argument is still there in your mind. You can't forget it. And sometimes you bring it into your bed. Huh? And then even you inflict your partner or children with it, you know, whoever next to you. So where can we run to? So if we have this kind of attachment and problem while we are still living in here,It is unlikely that we can go to heaven and feel free. Because we bring it with us, see? The thought is very powerful. It goes beyond time, space, and circumstances. Therefore, it's better to be free here now. That's why the more we meditate, the freer we feel. That is the liberation in this life and life.
There's nothing in this world is greater than us. Nothing in the whole universe is greater than ourselves. So don't let anything, whether good or bad, distract you from knowing yourself that you're great. You will know that one day. And once you know it, nothing can make you lose it. Nobody can steal it from you.Not even death or threat of violence or power or danger, nothing can make you lose that. And this is very important. Even though you are great by birth, you are great originally, just that you do not know it. And that's why we came here to know, right? It's nothing really we should do in this world.Once you enter samadhi, the whole world even disappears. We are just the light. We are just freedom. We are just everything that's so beautiful, blissful, and blessed. We are not the physical body at all. We don't even exist. The body don't even exist. Not even your neighbor's body exists.Not even the whole planet exists. So let us not worry about what happened to us or to this even non-existing body, but find the real thing and be happy. Let's be simple and look forward to the time that we know ourselves as such, as God, as freedom, as the most beautiful, powerful thing that we could be.At that time, we are not even we. It's such a beautiful feeling to be enlightened and to know that we are God and we are light and we are freedom. You find miracle, you find peace, you find happiness, and expanded love within yourself every day. That's very special, no? You feel more secure now. You feel loved, you feel taken care of, and you know you're not going to hell anywhere except go back home. It's happening every day. It's not to wait to heaven or after you die to realize it. is now. So be aware of everything that's happening around you every day since initiation. And to go to heaven is, of course, is another thing. It's another dimension, another kind of feeling, another kind of environment, of course, also. We will shed this physical body and regain our true body. And we regain our true feeling, true sensory perception, true knowledge, without hindering of the mind and of the computer and of the flesh. We'll be more free, we'll be free, totally free. We can go anywhere in an instant. You just think you'll be there. You walk on the cloud, truly walk on the cloud. For example, you don't need Benz, you don't need Rolls Royce to drive anywhere. If you need to go anywhere, you just step on the cloud and it takes you. Yeah, you don't even have to tell him, for example. Or step on lotus, or step on the air, or just be there, or just be anywhere. There are things that we do with greater, greater sense of freedom and self than what we are doing here. We're just crawling here like insects compared to the life of heaven. We will feel very sorry for ourselves if we know for one moment what we are missing in the real life. We are prisoner of this cell. We are nothing here. So of course heaven is something to look forward to. If you love freedom, if you love, you know, self-power, here we have to rely on everything and we don't even have everything we want. To gain our true selves means we are great. We can do anything, anything at all, go anywhere at all in the whole universe. There's nothing in this world for you once you know heaven. While you read some of the books, some people who die for like 20 minutes and they happen to go to heaven, and that is not even the highest stage of heavenly feeling, and they already cry their heart out when they have to come back to this prison. They don't want to go back here. That's just an astral world yet. And they're so happy there. What if you go in a higher, higher dimension? Can you imagine? Beautiful. Sometimes you can go it through meditation too. And you feel sorry coming back here, no? Yes, so you know it. There is greater things than this. We have all the wisdom of the universe within our beings. We don't really need any physical teaching just because we forgot. I'm going to show you how to remember your own wisdom, how to be your own teacher, and how to distinguish between heaven and some of the negative power that try to bother you, how to protect yourself, and how to meditate safely, how to talk to God every day. All this I will tell you, and that's why it takes some time.
Som jag ville säga, så behövde man ju inte den fysiskt närvarande läraren, utan man får den kunskapen som man behöver. Jag kommer att behöva lite tid för att visa er, för att få er att förstå hur exakt det går till.
And we have so many previous lecture and so many different way of instruction. You can also get the tapes and get the booklets and some instruction free of charge. Then you can just stay home and quietly in your free time contact your own self.
Och sen så finns ju all tillgång till all information också. Vi har broschyrer, vi har böcker, vi har kassetter som vi kan skicka till er varannan vecka eller så. Ni kan ha tillgång till detta i ert eget hem. Ni kan kontakta oss. Ni kan utöva den här tekniken alldeles själva på egen hand.
And it's no work at all, because all these will give you the greatest blessing, the greatest happiness, the greatest pleasure, the greatest freedom that you have ever known.
Så För att det är så fantastiskt, den största glädjen, den högsta lyckan, den största tillfredsställelsen ni kan tänka er, uppnår ni på det här sättet.
Not like the working of the world, we tired ourselves, we exhausted our body and mind just to earn a few thousand crowns per month. To work for God is pure pleasure.
Och inte på det sättet som vi arbetar i vårt anlete svett och sliter i vardagslivet för att tjäna några tusen kronor per månad. Arbetet för Gud är inte alls någonting så betungande.
It will make our body, our mind, our spirit elevated. Even cure our sickness, dispel depression, open our wisdom, open our heart to more loving kindness and open our intelligence so that we can know how to deal with difficult situations. And the more we meditate, the more we contemplate on this God, with ourselves, the more we become an entirely different person, an angel, a saint, a carefree spirit.
Och den här visheten, den kommer att bota oss, den kommer att lyfta oss till kropp och själ. Vi kan bli av med sjukdomar, med depressioner. Vi kan fyllas av glädje, av lycka, av allt det som det uppfyllandet av personligheten som vi behöver för att fungera i den här världen.
You think meditation is something for the Himalayan masters, for the yogis. They sit all day and cross legs and that. No. It's very simple.
Om ni tror att meditation är någonting för yogi som sitter på Himalayas berg med benen i kors hela dagarna, så är det absolut inte på det sättet.
I used to think that way.
Jag trodde själv det.
And I did. I thought I have to leave this world in order to contact God in the pure air of Himalaya and all that stuff. Now I see God everywhere. I see him on the bus, I see him in a crowded third-class hotel, in a taxi, on the park, an airplane, anywhere.
Och jag trodde det själv. Jag trodde att jag måste lämna den här smutsiga världen och bege mig till Himalaya. Att jag måste vara ren där och det där jag skulle möta Gud. Men sen så inser jag att Gud finns. Jag möter honom överallt. I en taxi, i en park, på ett hotell, till och med på en, ursäkta mig, smutsig toalett kan jag se. Gud finns överallt, några glimtar ser jag honom här och där.
God comes in different form. God originally is formless, but he can manifest into a metaphysical form for us to see. He can appear to us as brilliant light of thousand suns. He can talk to us in the voice of many waters, voice like thunder, voice like beautiful heavenly music that will open all our beings and we soar up into the highest heaven and enjoy our ever freedom.
Och Gud har ju egentligen ingen form, men han manifesteras i fysisk form och han kan finnas i den ljuvliga musiken, i de vackra bilderna, i det himmelska som finns omkring oss, så visar sig Gud för oss.
Everything when we can use in abundance, we feel free and we feel very, very happy.
Kaikkea, jota voimme käyttää yltäkylläisesti, se saa meidät tuntemaan itsemme vapaaksi ja onnelliseksi.
Similarly, if we can make use of the blessing of God, which is inside us, then we will feel very, very free.
Samoin se, jos me tunnemme se Jumalan siunauksen sydämessä, me sitä on paljon, me tunnemme itsemme todella vapaiksi.
Then we don't even have to pray for God's blessing. It will always be there automatically.
Meidän ei tällöin tarvitse rukoilla tätä Jumalan siunausta. Se on aina siellä sisällä automaattisesti.
And that's what I want to talk to you about. The freedom that is not known on this planet unless we know God, unless we know the freedom inside, the bliss, the blessing inside.
Juuri tästä haluan puhua teille, tästä vapaudesta, tästä Jumalan vapaudesta sisällämme.
It is lucky that we live in a free country such as Finland.
On onnellista, että elämme sellaisessa vapaassa maassa kuin Suomi.
And then we can even sit together and talk about the greater freedom of heaven, which we can attain right now while we are still working in this physical life.
Tällöin voimme puhua myös siitä taivaan vapaudesta, taivaallisesta vapaudesta, jonka voimme saavuttaa tässä fyysisessä elämässämme vielä.
This freedom. Oh my God.
Tämä vapaus voi luoja.
This freedom is the greatest possession, is the greatest merit, the greatest treasure that we can ever wish to have.
Tämä vapaus on suurin siunaus, suurin ansio, suurin mitä me voimme koskaan toivoa omaavamme.
Sometimes I'm just so busting inside and I just don't know how to explain this to people.
Joskus minusta tuntuu vain ihan kuin räjähtäisin sisällä enkä pysty sitä selittämään ihmisille.
I look back at my life before. And I look at my life now, there are 360 degree difference.
Kun katson elämääni, jota elin aikaisemmin, ja kun katson nyt elämääni, mitä elän nyt, niin siinä on 360 asteen ero.
I was so bound, so limited, so restricted by myself, by all kind of convention, by all kind of prejudice, by all kind of traditional thinkings and way of life. That even though I live in a free democratic country, I never felt truly free.
Olen niin rajoittuna kaikennäköiset traditiot ja kaikki ennakkoluulot ja kaikki, vaikka asuin monissa maissa, en siltikään tuntenut itseäni todella vapaaksi.
And then when I first get a glimpse of God, first get a taste of enlightenment, I thought, that's it, I am free, I feel free.
Ja kun sitten sain ensimmäisen kerran näin Jumalan tunsin ja näin valaistuksen tunsin ensimmäistä kertaa todellisen vapauden.
But then there was just a fraction of freedom until I keep continuing to recognize this freedom and then it grows and grows until I cannot explain no more what true freedom is. I just know I'm free.
Mutta tällöin vielä se oli vain osa tätä vapautta, kunnes jatkoin sitä vapauden etsimistä ja vähitellen sitten tunnen itseni todella vapaaksi.
And when I looked at some of our brothers and sisters who are still in the stage that I was before, I feel sorry.
Ja kun katson sitten sisarien ja veljen, jotka ovat siinä tilassa, missä olin itse silloin aikaisemmin, minun tulee heitä sääli.
Because this freedom, every one of us can attain, but not every one of us have.
Koska jokainen voi saavuttaa tämän vapauden, mutta kaikki eivät ole saavuttaneet sitä.
Even enlightened people, it would take a little while. To get the complete freedom.
Jopa valaistuneelle ihmiselle kestää vähän aikaa ennen kuin pääsee tähän todelliseen vapauteen.
It's not the outside freedom. It's not the outward action like you have to jump around or shouting on the street or advocate for your own freedom inside. It's just the limitless feeling of expansion of that you could be anything you want, you could do anything you want, and yet you still remain in virtues, you still remain in God's love, you still remain in perfection.
Se ei tarkoita sitä, että meidän täytyy tuolla vapautta, että pystymme hyppimään ja julistamaan vapauttamme. Se tarkoittaa sitä, että olemme vapaita sisäisesti ja me vielä säilyttämme siinä vapaudessa tämän viattomuutemme.
And yet no one will be ever be harmed, be killed, or be suppressed in any way by our attaining our freedom.
Ja kuitenkaan ei ketään vahingoiteta sillä, että me, tai painosteta tai muuten kärsi siitä, että me olemme saavuttaneet vapauden.
We work so hard daily just to attain the freedom of living, of the freedom of survival, so we can have enough food, we can have enough necessities to take care of our physical life.
Me joudumme joka päivä tekemään niin paljon sen vapauden eteen, että saamme syötävää ja että pystymme fyysisesti sitten olemaan vapaita.
So it is about time, since we have everything already in this physical comfort, it is about time we work for our spiritual freedom.
Joten nyt on aika, kun me olemme fyysisesti hyvin jo mukavissa asemissa, nyt on aika pyrkiä tähän henkiseen vapauteen.
It is a new season. I think we can begin to do something new, and I come here to offer you a new way, a newfound freedom that you will never regret again, that you have never found before, no matter how much money you have.
Ja minun mielestäni on nyt uuden aikakauden tai uusi aikakausi, jolloin voimme aloittaa jotakin uutta, ja olen tullut tarjoamaan teille semmoista, mitä te ette voineet koskaan saada.
We have to know how. We have to not let the busy schedule of this transient existence blind us, deafen us, or do our heart so that we don't see, we don't hear, we don't know with the real eyes, real ears, real knowledge. Every day we must reserve a little time out of 24 hours, however much you can spare. We must reserve a little time for us so that we can remember our glory, so that we can experience what the Bible has taught us, like the kingdom of God is within you. Buddha nature is inside you. Every being is a Buddha. Everyone is a child of God. If we are too busy, we won't remember this. We just hear say, but we don't know actually what it is. For a person who heard of Sacramento or Fresno, and another person who came here and visited the city, it's a completely different story. So most of us, we hear that, okay, we're the children of God. I know that, I know that. I'm also a Buddha. I know that, I know that. But we don't really know. And that's why every day we suffer so much, because there's a part inside of us crying, crying, crying. Let me free. Let me be. Let me be the great one. Let me be the one I really am. That is the Buddha inside us. That's the God within us. That's the Supreme Master. And when we already know our real selves, no problem is too big to solve. No death can ever frighten us. No danger can scare us. We always feel good, feel secured, feel godlike, feel holy, feel ever happy. Ever ready to help anyone in need, physically and spiritually. Spiritually, help is the best help, because once you help someone spiritually, they can help themselves. And then in turn, they take care of their own physical need as well. In the beginning, perhaps the master helped you in times of need, physically or spiritually. But later on, you help yourself. And later on, you help everyone else. Your parents, who is even deceased parents, your grandparents, your great-great ancestor, your future family members, all of them are taken care of by you. The day of initiation is the day they are liberated. If they are already in the other world, they'll be escalated into a higher realm of freedom and knowledge. If they are on this planet, they're going to be helped in every feasible way that is possible for this planet. And you yourself enter into sainthood, into a capable, a real person, a real being that we really are, because we are not this body. Know you not that you are the Holy Spirit? Know you not that you are just a temple? This body is just a temple of God, and the Holy Spirit lives within you. We all read this Bible, we all read the scripture, but we do not experience in reality. What does that mean, that the Holy Spirit dwells within us? And who is that Holy Spirit? Is our self, is our true self, is a part of God's self, is a part of the whole cosmos. And once we know this Holy Spirit, we are free. Free forever. Free, 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 free forever. Angel of death cannot lay claim on our soul anymore. Once we close our eyes, finish with this job in this earthly existence, we're free to fly anywhere. Chosen home in the whole great universe. We chose to where to live, in which heaven, be near our friends, our relatives, you know, in this existence or future or past existence, we could choose to live with them. Or we could choose to live not with them, but go visit them anytime. Just think of them and you are there already. No need to pay for aeroplane, like I have to pay to come here. In this world, it's different. In the spirit world, we are free. We are free and we are great. The body doesn't like the suffering, the mind doesn't like the pressure. But that was what the soul wants to experience. He wants to experience pressure so that he can appreciate again the freedom in God consciousness. He wants to choose suffering so that he can enjoy thousandfold again when he enter eternal bliss once more. That's why we are here, so that we know God more, we know ourselves more. Just like we are the king of ancient nation, sometimes the king disguise himself as a commoner and go among the people in order to understand what a true citizenship is like. And then when he comes back, he appreciates his position better. His comfortable palace, or the servants that serve him, or the power that he has. When he disguises himself as a commoner, he has to undergo all kind of hardship, all kind of ordinariness, just like every one of his subjects. He cannot reveal himself that he's a king. In fact, he must completely cover up his identity so that he can truly, truly merge with the people of his nation and experience what their daily life is like. Similarly, we were once with God, consciously at that time. We have never been away from God, but now we are not consciously remembering that. So we had enough of the suffering of this physical life, we had enough of the mundane experience. So we get bored. We feel there's nothing really here anymore for us to enjoy. we would like to know where we come from. What else is there in this vast universe of God creation that we should experience? When we ask this question, when we wonder like this, this is the time we will experience enlightenment. We're ready. We're ready for it. So we came all this time to be a human being, to be different human beings. Sometimes if we have focused on one focus point or one human existence, and we didn't feel we have enough of physical enjoyment or physical adventure, then we focus on another existence of another human being again. And then we continue further until we get tired. So actually, anyone who is ready can experience God's light, God's unity and enlightenment. That is very simple like that. It's your choice only. You've chosen to forget, and now you've chosen to remember. So if you think you have chosen now to remember again, then of course I'm here to serve you. Because God has given me permission and ordered me to do that. Maybe one day, after you have remembered everything about yourself, God will also say the same to you. Go, my son. Go, my daughter. Do some service to my children or to myself. Because we have never been separated from God. Remember that. Even if you don't remember, just believe me. We have nowhere to go except inside God's consciousness. We have nowhere else except in God's house right now. Everywhere He encompasses every being in this universe. All the flowers, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the galaxies are all inside God. There is nothing that escapes Godhood. So even if we are not enlightened, we are all right too. There is no hell actually to go to. For a conscious soul, there is no such thing as hell, but just a temporary passing experience that he has to go through in the course of eternity, because he has chosen to experience some so-called suffering in order to grow, in order to understand happiness again. Every soul, every little part of God has chosen to walk a different path in order to experience different aspects of God. And the whole experience of all humankind or all beings made up the wholeness of God. Therefore, Jesus said, love thy neighbor, even love thy enemies, because everyone are us. They have chosen to play that role only. There is no enemy. Just us, just God, different focus points to make life more abundant, more variety, more different, more colorful. Just like He made us even so different colors so that we can enjoy each other. Like I look like yellow cornflakes, corn, and you look like chocolate. Yes. And you look like icing, Christmas icing, yes, yes, yes. Because God is colorful. Just like He made all different flowers, different colors, even fruit from the same soil, we obtain so much, many different fruits and different flowers. They're all different colors. The African people chose to always wear colorful clothes because inside, I think they feel that they are very close to God. They're so happy. So, there is not really anything mysterious or difficult about finding God or finding our true self, because we have never been anything else but God, God's essence, one with God, or God children, God offspring, a spark of God, a part of God. It's just like the fish in the sea is born in the sea, it lives in the sea, and when it dies, it becomes the sea again. So we have never run anywhere. I just want to tell you the good news that I have found out, that we don't have hell to go to. We never be forever condemned in that eternal darkness or suffering. There is no such thing as eternal suffering, because there's only eternal love. The problem with us now is that we have to change our thinking. We have to change. We have too much guilt feeling, guilty feel about everything. Feel guilty if we're successful. People make us feel guilty if we're rich even. If God gives us some richness or successful business, people make us feel guilty. Yes. If you have a beautiful wife, people make you feel bad also sometimes. Yeah. They come around and ask you, how did you get to know this beautiful woman? They will ask her, what did you see in that guy? Thing like that. Yeah, it's none of their business. They make you feel bad. Yes, they make you feel guilty if you have a lot of money. They make you feel guilty if you are successful in political or business. And the whole world is feeling guilty about so many things, because we have been taught that way. This doctrine is never right. So Jesus has to come, Moses has to come, to set us free. Set us free not just by his sacrifice, but by the teaching, telling you that God is all-loving. Knock and it shall be open. Ask and it shall be given unto you. But where do you knock? Yes, we couldn't even knock anymore. We're too weak. We're burdened with guilt and fear, fear from this revenge for God. There's no such thing as revenge for God. He is revengeful. He's like us, like you and me. War God. You do something good to me or else. This is not God. Can you imagine such a God? We no need to worship such a small-minded, narrow person. If he is really a person, if there is a God like that, we should not worry about worshiping him. Because he's just like one of any of the power-abusing people. Even in this planet, think about it. You have children, or you have wife and husband. Sometimes your wife makes mistakes, your husband stray a little, you still forgive him. You still hug him and, okay, I forgive you, don't do it again. Your kids sometimes give you so much trouble because they're stubborn, they don't listen to you, they cause you headache. You still forgive them, you still love them, and give them the best love that the parents can afford, even money, everything, sacrifice. So how would a God, the greatest father or mother of all the universe, could be revengeful, could condemn you to hell just because you're human, you don't know any better, and you make mistakes sometimes? So this kind of fear has been inflicted upon us generation after generations. That's why we find ourselves too weak now to even believe in there is a God who would even answer our prayers. That's why when we pray, we don't pray with a whole heart, we don't have conviction that our prayers will be answered. But it stated in the Bible, knock and it shall be opened, ask and it shall be given. It is like that. It is truly like that about God. No matter what you do, he will always answer your prayers. We just have to listen. I'm going to show you how to listen to him. This we have to change, our way of thinking. We have to believe from today that God is all-forgiving, all-loving. Even if you don't believe God is all-forgiving, all-loving, you believe Jesus has come here and He has sacrificed for you. And I'm going to show you that what He said is truth. I'm going to show you that really there is a God, God Father, God Mother, or Buddha, whomever you believe. Allah, even anyone that you call His name by all your love or your beauty or your faith, that is the God who is always loving, never, ever, ever criticize you, even for one fraction of the second. Anytime you turn to Him, no matter how badly you have done in your life, He will open the door immediately. That's why we call this way immediate enlightenment, because it is immediate. And every day you can repractice again and again until you completely remember that there's only God, one thing in this life is God, and He's everywhere. And then you'll be happy. You'll be happy from the day you see His light, the first day already, maybe today. If you trust me enough to offer this service to you, you can have it right away. No problem. You will see that whatever it is stated in the Bible, it is 100% truth. Like Moses has seen God, Jesus has been one with God, or He's always been the Son of God. But He's not the only Son of God. We are also the Son of God. God is not important. He didn't make only one son. He makes many. It's just Jesus has remembered. He has remembered the highest self of His connection with God. He has remembered the whole thing. And we have not remembered. That's all. There were two sons of the king. One has been wandering all over the land and has forgotten that he is a prince. The other stay with the father and remember that he is a prince. Both are princes, yes. No difference. One day he remember, he come back, it's the same, yes. So we are the wandering sons and daughters of God. And the moment you want to go home is right there. Everything is created by thought only. For example, now we are in the physical body, so you do not understand much of the teaching of Jesus or Buddha, because it says that whatever you ask, your Father would give to you. That means whatever you think of, whatever you wish for, will be fulfilled. But we cannot believe that, because we are so prisoned by this physical shackle we call the body. So in order to experience the boundlessness, love, the boundlessness, the all-pervasive, unconditional, eternal love of God, we have to rise above the body. And I will show you how to do that. It's very simple. You can do that on the bus, on the airplane, in the park, anywhere. There's no condition. I will show you how in a minute. And I can show you deeper, different level of forsaking the body. If you want to go deeper, there are some things you have to know more. So it takes a couple of hours to explain to you. But the enlightenment is just seconds. The explanation takes longer. Why explanation? Because you have to do it alone at home, so you have to know everything. So take care of yourself and be your own master. Then you don't have to call me master anymore. You call yourself master. Oh, don't even bother. We are friends. Yes. Every one of us is equal. Equal. Truly like that. The reason we do not know we are one with God and everything we wish for or remember will always be right in front of our nose is because we are shackled in this physical body. So to rise above the body, there is a way to do that. So we can even contact Jesus, contact Buddha, contact Mohammed, whomever, the past masters who has left the physical environment and enter another dimension. So in order to see them, we enter their dimension and we see them. It's very simple. Okay? I want to see African people the most, I come here. And I want to see English people, I go to England. They want to see the whole African people, I come here. That's it. If we want to see the whole heaven or Godhood or some celestial mansion, we have to rise up to their place. And we do that by thought. Deep, deep, deep thought. I show you how to garnish your power of thought in order to get out of this gate here and enter another dimension at will, anytime. You practice and you can do that anytime, anywhere. So, why the saints say that we have to learn to die so that you begin to live, is that because if you learn to do this deep contemplation on deep thought prayers, then we can enter the dimension of the celestial being. And it's just similar to the moment of death to many, even ordinary people. Don't have to say practitioner, yogis or anything. Ordinary people, when their conscience is clear, their life has been perfect example of goodness, when they die, they found themselves very liberated. They found themselves all pervasive, everywhere at the same times, and nowhere that they are not. And whenever they want something, that thing just come right in front of them. Whenever they think of somebody, that somebody will appear right in front of them. In another word, they will project themselves immediately in front of the things that they desire or the person that they want to see. That's why when we learn to die, I mean, we leave this physical body and die temporarily, we have this kind of experience too. And then we can know exactly that really whatever we want, God granted to us, what God gave us to us. It's just in this physical body, we are so blind, deaf and dumb to celestial blessing, to God's love, that we feel so helpless. We are the most helpless when we are in this physical body. It is like you are locked in a box and the key has been thrown away in the river. It's like that, so helpless. That's why we have to learn to rise above this physical prison in order to truly experience the glory of love. Then we will be so happy every day that doesn't matter where we are, doesn't matter how much we have or not have, we will be always contented, always happy. That's why Jesus did not move in the face of death. He said, Father, how much you have glorified me. He accepted the crucifixion. He did not run away. He could have, anytime. A man of that power and knowledge, he can do anything, but he did not want to. Why should he run away from something that he knows can only make him feel more glorified, more happy, more liberated? Why should he feel attached to this little prison when he knows the vastness of heaven? Why should he be attached to relatives and friends of this physical dimension when he knows that he could see the Father in heaven and he knows all of the brothers and sisters or the relatives and friends are all one with him in the end anyhow? That is true liberation. There is no freedom compared to this freedom in God realization. That is the only true freedom that we should search for.
Thank you.
We appreciate your presence today on Words of Wisdom. Coming up next is A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your life be abundantly graced with God's boundless love and blessings.